What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura joined, as always, by Dustin Fox as the Browns get ready to take on the Texans this Sunday at First Energy Stadium, looking to get to 5-1 at home and 7-3 on the season. We like that, of course, talking about the first-place Cleveland Browns. And now the big concern I have coming off of this game is that you played on Thursday night, you have a huge emotional dominant win in primetime, then you get to get away over the weekend, as you did, I know, with your family down at Disneyland, and then you come back, and how do you maintain that focus and get right back into it?
Well, a couple things. First off, I do have concerns, and I think a lot of people should have concerns about this week, because the two times the Browns have had an extended period of time off prior to the opener against Pittsburgh and then out of the bye week against Tennessee, very slow, sluggish starts to the ball games where they came out flat. And I think this week, it got a couple days off over the weekend. Coach Pettine's got to do a good job, and I think he will do a good job of making sure these guys come out in this game at home and are fired up. Emotions got to be rearing high, because you are now a division leader, 6-3 on the season, and this game is at home. The last two times when they played, they were on the road. Pittsburgh and Tennessee, both road games. So I think it'll be exciting to see what this fans, the atmosphere is going to be like in First Energy Stadium.
Oh, it's going to be live. Yeah. There's no question about it. Now, an interesting challenge also, not only coming off of the kind of the mini bye week off of those big emotional wins, is you're facing a quarterback in Ryan Mallett who will be making his first start in the NFL. There's no tape on him in this offense. You just have preseason tape from when he was in New England. How tough is it to prepare for a quarterback that you really have never seen?
Tough to prepare, no doubt, but I'm happy if I'm a Browns defensive coordinator, defensive coach, because you've got a guy here, Nathan, who's completed, or not completed, but attempted only 9 passes in his entire NFL career, right, making his first start in this stadium. It's going to be fun to see, because I don't think he's going to have any idea what it's going to be like in an actual NFL game, starting on the road. Very difficult spot for him. I'm bringing lots of pressure. I'm making this guy realize that the Dog Pound is legit from the opening kickoff to the end of the game. It's going to be tough for him, no doubt about it.
I like the fact that it's a guy making his first start in the NFL here in the snow, most likely.
Yeah,
come at him, confuse him, give him some looks. Now, I think that means the Texans are going to rely heavily on Arian Foster, one of the best running backs in the NFL. And if you look at the Browns' 3-game winning streak, they've held their opponents under 100 yards rushing 3 straight games in a row. That's been a huge key, but this is going to be a tall test.
There's no doubt, and you're 100% right, Nathan. If the Texans want to win this game, they're going to have to get Arian Foster going early. You're going to have to take a lot of pressure off of Ryan Mallett and try and shorten the ball game. You're going to try and win the time of possession battle, try and make second and third downs manageable for Ryan Mallett in this game. But the Browns, like you said, the last 3 games have done a great job against the run. Got to continue to stop it. The injuries on the defensive line have pretty much been eliminated because Phil Taylor's back.
Yep.
Ataba Rubin's also back. They're doing a great job against the run.
They need to keep that up this week, because if you let them run the football, they're going to control the clock. Yep. They've got a good defense. We can't let that happen here. And I thought Phil Taylor, by the way, against Cincinnati, came back with a strong performance there. Finally, you look at the defensive backfield. We talk about them all the time. I think they're carrying this defense. They've been fantastic. They're taking nothing away from anybody else on the Browns' D, but when you look at Gibson and you look at Whitner and Hayden and Buster Screen, 2 more interceptions last week, they've been great. I think it's an intriguing matchup. Andre Johnson and DeAndre Hopkins, pretty good wide receiver duo against Hayden and Screen this week.
Very good duo. Now, Andre Johnson's not the once Andre Johnson that I faced in the Fiesta Bowl about a decade ago, and was one of the best receivers in football, but he's still very good. DeAndre Hopkins, though, is tremendous young talent in his second year. First-round pick, has 4 touchdowns on the season. Very shifty, fast guy.
Yep.
Excellent hands. I think it's going to be a challenge for whoever's matched up with him. But again, Andre Johnson, you can't take him for granted, because he is very, very talented at 33 years of age. We've seen what a vet old head can do against the Browns and Steve Smith earlier in the season. You can't take these guys for granted.
Would you expect Joe Hayden to be on Johnson because he does a better job with the bigger receivers, and then have Buster work DeAndre?
Great point. Absolutely. I would totally match him up with Andre Johnson, the old wily vet with the moves out there at receiver. I would do that. Take him out of the game and then allow, whether it's Buster or whoever it's going to be, Gilbert, on Hopkins the rest of the game.
I like it. All right, that's what the matchups for the Browns as they approach this game. Got to maintain their focus, and I think when you talk about Coach Pettine stressing that, and I know a lot of the leaders in the locker room, Brian Hoyer, Joe Thomas, Dante Whitner, Carlos Dansby, stressing that as well. Great practice yesterday. Hopefully they'll keep it up. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you for watching another edition of Cleveland Browns Today as the first place Browns get set to take on the Texans.